You're lying,
he breathed. Shrugging, I returned his smug smile.
It's your future. See if I don't enjoy watching you destroy it.
I downed my coffee in one gulp, returned the cup to its saucer, and fished a few euros out of my bag. My heart was in my throat as I lay the money on the table, feeling Dante watch my every move. I got to my feet. So much for using my feminine wiles to convince Dante to do what his father wanted. My acting skills needed work. Time to try apathy.
I've done as your father asked, I said, turning away. Arrivederci, Dante.
I just caught a glimpse of the fountain where Gage should have been sitting when Dante's hand sneaked out and grabbed my wrist. He tugged me back to my seat and I let him, hope surging in my chest that my charade of indifference had worked. I settled my gaze on Dante, but I was processing the vacant fountain. Where had Gage gone? Dante kept his hand wrapped gently around my wrist. His fingers were cool in spite of the heat of the day. When his thumb stroked the back of my hand, it took everything I had not to yank it away.
Come with me,
Dante whispered suggestively.
I know you haven't forgotten the chemistry we had. You can feel it even now.
My surprise was nearly as strong as my urge to gag. I hid both and waited. If I spoke, my voice might give away my disgust. Letting him rub the back of my hand with the pad of his thumb, I made a face I hoped looked more interested than ill.
I know you're angry about what I did to you. You have every right to be. But surely you can see now that I did you an enormous favor. In time, I know you'll forgive me. When I have fire, you may even grow to love me. My father will never disown me. I'm his only son, and when he passes...
Dante crossed himself hurriedly but didn't elaborate, as if realizing that he was saying too much and I hadn't said anything at all. My stomach tightened when he closed his mouth.
Go on,
I thought desperately. Spill your plans. But he only held my gaze, then released my hand. He shifted his hips forward and reached into his pocket, producing a small jackknife. The gesture was so familiar that it felt like deja vu. He opened the knife. With a confident movement, he lifted the blade to my topknot. I felt a tug, then all of my curls tumbled down around my shoulders in a red curtain.
Bella,
Dante said, as he closed the knife and put it back into his pocket.
I always liked you better with your hair down.
I had opened my mouth to form a flirty response I hoped would get him to trust me, when a shadow fell over our table. Gage materialized at my elbow. He was panting a little like he'd run from somewhere. There was only time for me to catch the look of shock on Dante's face before Gage swooped in and planted a long kiss on my lips. Curls of fire spiraled from his touch, warming my cheeks and chin. I was too surprised to do anything but sit there. I could feel Gage's exhales against my cheeks and hear his elevated heartbeat, tension radiating from his body. Gage pulled away and looked at Dante, his expression open and earnest even as he took a deep breath.
Sorry to interrupt. I thought you'd be finished by now. I was starting to get bored.
He thrust an open hand toward Dante, the movement a little aggressive.
I'm Saxony's boyfriend, Gage. You must be Dante. She's told me all about you.
I had to give it to him for not allowing even a hint of sarcasm into his tone. Dante leaned back in his chair, staring up at Gage with wide eyes. He didn't shake the offered hand. He was too shocked to even try to hide it behind his usual veneer.
What are you doing here? What do you mean? Where else should I be?
Gage left his hand in the air over the table, while the other gripped the back of my chair protectively. Dante's gaze flashed to me and back to Gage, stunned. I could almost smell the smoke as he tried to figure out what was going on. His amazement spoke volumes. He thinks Gage is Ryan.